A young man wearing nothing but a linen garment was following Jesus, and when they seized Jesus, this young man fled naked, leaving his garment behind. That's Mark chapter 14, verses 51 and 52. Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. So, this young man in the passage, who in the world was he? Why was he wearing only a linen garment? And why would this embarrassing account be included in the Gospels? Well, it's believed that the young man in the story was Mark, the writer of this Gospel. He's writing about himself. While not one of the 12, he was very familiar with the person and the work of Jesus. Some commentators surmise that Mark's family was wealthy and that the Last Supper was held at their home. It can be conjectured that after Jesus and his disciples left, Mark went to bed wearing a linen garment. When he heard the commotion in the garden, he just ran there in his nightgown. After a brief encounter with the soldiers, he broke away, leaving the nightgown behind. Later, Mark set out on a journey with Paul. But for some reason, he left right in the middle of the trip. When a second journey was being planned with Barnabas, Paul refused to let Mark go. This started a heated discussion between Paul and Barnabas, causing them to split, to part company. But later, when Paul was in prison, he asked that Mark come to him. He acknowledged Mark's value in ministry. Mark did not allow this embarrassing moment in the garden or his later failure to stop him. Mark, the writer of the second gospel, is a great example for us. We never have to be held back by past mistakes. God forgives and uses our failures to prepare us for the journey ahead. Father, don't let me be paralyzed by my failures. Help me press on toward the goal you have set for me. In Jesus' name, amen.